right, welcome to bestpodcastinggear.com. I am your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. And on today's episode, last episode, if you go to bestpodcastinggear.com/3, that was all the microphones that were $100 or less. This week, we've got the microphones that are in the $300 range. And you'll be interested when you listen to these. But before we get to those, just a quick little bit of housekeeping. Number one, the kits are coming. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to have a thing in the future where if you're a solo podcaster, here's what you need with a one-click buy button. That's coming. Should have that hopefully by the next episode. And also, if you want to be on our newsletter, go to bestpodcastinggear.com/newsletter. Sign up. And anytime we get an insight on a cool piece of gear that's really on sale, as well as you'll have the show notes automatically emailed to you, go out to bestpodcastinggear.com/newsletter. All right. When we do microphone shootouts, I play you a clip of audio and then I tell you what they are after the clip. So with that, here are the three microphone choices.
This is microphone number one. Podcastingresources.com has music, artwork, tools, and websites to help your podcast. This is microphone number one. This is microphone number two. Podcastingresources.com has music, artwork, tools, and websites to help your podcast. This is microphone number two.
This is microphone number three. Podcastingresources.com has music, artwork, tools, and websites to help your podcast. This is microphone number three.
This is microphone number three. Podcastingresources.com has music, artwork, tools, and websites to help your podcast. This is microphone number three.
And you're probably wondering why we had microphone number three twice. I'll explain that in just a second. The one thing I noticed, microphone three was the only one that sounded remotely different. And the first one of microphone three, I didn't think there was any difference between microphone one, two, and three. Not really a whole lot of difference. And so what was the first one? This is the Audio-Technica BP-40. And if you buy that microphone with the shock mount, you're looking at a stand. And the stand I like is the Rode PSA-1. It's a boom arm. Really, it's high quality. And there, I mean, you can buy a boom arm for $15, but it's going to kind of squeak when you move it. And it may or may not hold your microphone. So I like the Rode PSA-1. You can get a Heil PL-2, but that's like an extra $30. I don't think you really get anything more for that money. So fully loaded, the Audio-Technica BP-40 goes for about $547. And so it's a great, I love the shock mount, the way it locks in, and a great microphone. Now the second one is a very popular microphone, thanks to Leo Laporte. And this is the Heil PR40. And this microphone is known for having a little more bass, and I really didn't hear a whole lot of difference between the PR40 and the BP40. And at Amazon, there's a nice package deal where you get the PR40 along with a shock mount and a boom arm for $479. Now, you still need a pop filter or a windscreen, so you're looking for that one with $495. And then the third one is the microphone that I use. Now, right now, I'm using an ATR-2100, which is hilarious. I'm talking about $300 microphones, and I'm using one that costs about $80. And the third microphone is the Electrovoice RE-320. Now, the RE-20 is the standard in radio, but this is the 320. It's a little cheaper, and it goes for about $294. The RE-20 goes for about $400. This one goes for about $3. And so when you get the RE-320 with the shock mount, that's another $99. And again, with the Rode PSA-1 boom arm, you're looking at about $507. So price-wise, you're looking at the PR-40. If you get the bundle, then you have the Electrovoice RE-320, and then the Audio-Technica BP-40 comes in at $547. That's with the microphone, a shock mount, a pop filter, and a boom arm. Now, why did we have two settings for the Electrovoice RE-320? because it's the only microphone that has a bass roll-off switch. So if you go back and listen to that, you'll see where the second one is actually a little clearer because there's not as much bass. It actually cuts everything beneath a certain frequency. And because of that little switch, that's my favorite. Now, of course, everybody has their own opinion, but that's the microphone I use. The other thing I like about it is there's a, I guess it's a feature or a, I don't know what you would call it. It's a ramification. It's called the proximity effect. And it means the closer you get to a microphone, the bassier it gets. And with the RE320, they've somehow engineered that to be very minimal. So with the bass roll-off switch and a much reduced proximity effect, I love the RE320. It's my choice, but obviously your ears may differ. Feel free to choose whichever one you like. And really not a bad choice in any of these. And what I'll be doing in the future is I'm going to take this 2100 and I'm going to put it against the RE320. And we're going to see, I'm pretty sure I can make this ATR 2100 sound just as good as an RE320, at which point I'll be saving you about $200. So that's going to do it for this microphone shootout. If you want to go shopping, go out to bestpodcastinggear.com/shop. And that is our Amazon store. And you'll see in the future, we're going to have ways that you can go out to the website. Again, that's bestpodcastinggear.com. And there'll be easy ways to look at price checks. So you can check B&H and Amazon and maybe same day music and see who has the best price. And we talked about that in episode 1. Where is the best place to buy gear? And it kind of depends on what you're looking for and things of that nature. So subscribe to the show. We are now officially in iTunes. You can go to bestpodcastinggear.com/iTunes or just go to bestpodcastinggear.com/subscribe and you'll see all the options. So that's going to do it. Don't have a podcast yet? Check me out, schoolofpodcasting.com. We'll see you again real soon with another episode of Best Podcasting Gear.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.